فداء الإيمان راديو برودكاستنج ستيشن proudly presents Jewels of Faith, a 12-lesson program made to enhance the English-speaking population of our nation about the glorious religion of Islam. Jewels of Faith includes lessons about the belief, the prophets, and many other valuable pieces of information. We begin now with our lesson. Stay tuned.
In the name of Allah, praise and thanks to Allah, and we ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to grant safety to his followers. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الأنبياء إخوة لعلات دينهم واحد وأمهاتهم شتى رواه البخاري. The meaning of this precious statement of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that the prophets are like brothers with one father and different mothers, because their religion is one but their rules differ. To become Muslim, it is not enough only to believe and profess that no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah. One must also profess the belief in the Messenger of Allah, our beloved Prophet Muhammad. Hence, the second profession of faith is to say, I profess that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. When saying this, one must mean the Prophet Muhammad, who lived some 1400 years ago, and not someone else named Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad is the son of Abdullah, who was the son of Abdul Muttalib, who was the son of Hashim, who was the son of Abd Manaf, from the tribe of Quraysh. He was born in Mecca and became a prophet and messenger therein at the age of 40. He immigrated to the city of Medina, and he died and was buried therein at the age of 63, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad was not the first prophet and messenger of Islam. In fact, he is the last prophet and messenger in a long line of prophets of Islam, the first being Prophet Adam, followed by Prophet Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, to name some in between. In fact, there were thousands of prophets between Prophet Adam and Prophet Muhammad. All prophets called the people to believe the belief which we have been speaking about, that no one is God but Allah. Also, the prophets before Prophet Muhammad ordered the people to profess their belief in their messengers. So, for example, the followers of Prophet Moses professed that Moses is the messenger of Allah. The religion of all prophets and messengers is Islam. The difference among the followers of the various messengers is concerning the religious practices we perform, not our belief. For example, the Muslims of today are the people of Prophet Muhammad, and we pray 5 times a day, fast the month of Ramadan, perform Hajj in a certain way, and do the other practices he ordered. The Muslims who lived long ago, following Prophet Jesus, were also ordered to pray, but 2 times a day. They practiced Islam according to the rules which their beloved Prophet Jesus gave. And some of their practices then are different than the practices of the Muslims today, but their belief is exactly the same in Allah, His messengers, His books, His angels, the Day of Judgment, and the other matters of belief. Concerning the two terms, messenger and prophet, we make the distinction because every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. The messengers, who are of a higher status, brought new rules which their people had to follow in cancellation of the rules of the previous messenger. The prophets, who were not messengers, called their people to Islam, but did not bring new rules. Prophet Muhammad is a prophet and a messenger. May Allah raise his rank.
Every prophet and messenger has certain attributes which are exclusive to prophets and messengers. We who are not prophets do not have attributes like theirs, although they are human like us. Some of these exclusive attributes are that prophets never lie, never cheat, are always intelligent, and they never commit blasphemy. Great sins or small mean sins before or after prophethood. What this means is that, for example, even when Prophet Moses was a little boy, he did not tell a lie. Or, for example, before Prophet Muhammad became a prophet, he did not worship the idols of Mecca, for that action is blasphemy. Prophets are Muslim all their lives, both before and after prophethood. Never did a prophet doubt about Allah. Never did a prophet believe, even for a moment, that the Creator resembles the creation. The prophets are part of the creation of Allah, but they are the best of the creation, and they are set apart from the rest. Who else but the best would we believe when it concerns our entire life and our eternal dwelling place in the hereafter? Would we want to follow one who got mixed up or got drunk or who told lies? Of course not. So many lies have been told about our beloved prophets and messengers. Know without a doubt that any story which claims that a prophet blasphemed or lied or got drunk or committed fornication is a lie. We must defend our prophets fiercely against the fabricators. Our Creator has willed that the creation is in ranks. The best of creation are the prophets, and the best of the prophets is Prophet Muhammad. The next in rank is Prophet Abraham, then Prophet Moses, then Prophet Jesus, then Prophet Noah. All the other prophets come after these in rank. After all the prophets, the next in rank are the best angels. Then the righteous human followers of prophets, then the other angels, and then the other Muslims. In mentioning the rank of the prophets and angels is not in order to degrade any of them, but to state the truth concerning these beloved and blessed ones. No prophet bears a contention with another prophet. They are all of the best type and love each other purely. Praise to the one who created the blessed prophets and messengers, and I profess that no one is God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. May Allah end our lives with Islam and grant us a high rank. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I start my day by praising Allahu Rahman.
The Islamic Charity Project Association developed this program to help people see that Islam is not only for Arabic-speaking people, but for all people of all races and languages. Thank you for listening to Jewels of Faith.
The Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the Prophet.